Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Smart Marketing for Small Business, the show where we hopefully help you outsmart your competition without outspending them. My name is Leslie Wolf. I'm CEO of the Smart Marketing Group in Philadelphia and host of this show. And we welcome you. And let me, for those of you who have not been on the, listened to the show before, let me provide you a little bit of information. First, we have four LinkedIn groups that are designed to be yours for discussion groups, for ideas, for input, for you to share with others the knowledge or stories that you have. And they are Smart Marketing for Small Business, the same name as the show, Celebrities for Marketing. For those of you who have had experience in working with celebrities or would like to know more about how to work with celebrities, Creative Thinkers Forum, where you who want to know how to outthink, how to be more innovative, more creative, the Creative Thinkers Forum is based on that. And then for the few of you who are fearless marketers, and that is the person who is not so much a follower but a leader, one who is not afraid to make moves. So we look for that, and we look for your ideas, your input. Also, you can reach out to us via email at marketingsmartly, S-M-A-R-T-L-Y, marketingsmartly at AOL.com. We welcome your input, your feedback, your ideas, and as I've said before, if you think you have something worth sharing with our audience, perhaps you would be a guest or we could interview you on our show. In addition to that, we have a blog, smartmarketingmoves.com, and we have our corporate website, smartmarketinggroup.com. So there's a lot of these different things that we have. But what I want to get into right now is the areas that we focus on in business, and we try to focus on in the topics. Now, I am basically a marketing strategist, a creative tactician, and executive coach. And that covers a wide range of topics. And we try each week to bring fresh ideas, but many times also going back over ideas that we tend to forget some of the fundamentals. And fundamentals are key to success. Now, there's a lot of focus on technology, but technology is more a form of communication channel. You still have to be able to communicate. You have to be able to know what words to use. You need to know what approaches to use, what strategy to use, what creative tactics to use. So these are things that we try to bring to you at this show. And we do it in a variety of ways, as I just described, but we also have guests from time to time. And we are always looking for guests who have something unique to bring to the game. We've had guests on webinars, and we've had guests on almost every aspect of marketing. Well, we recently had somebody in the area of promotional products, which is a multi-billion dollar industry. I mean, there's no end to the things that we can do. But let's get on to some of the topics that we want to talk about tonight. You know, this is the beginning of football season. There's a lot they're getting towards the end of baseball season, but sports are always hot. And there are things that we can learn from sports, the similarities of sports. You know, I like to look at things from, in this case, the key points of sports. Competition. You know, competition is something every sports participant faces, as well as every business leader. You face it, as if whether you're the boss, a manager, or you're an aspiring entrepreneur. It's a key element that encourages us to move forward as quickly and as positive as we can. But you got to study your competition. You got to study your competitors thoroughly. because this enables one to spot overlooked opportunities, weaknesses that one might take advantage of. Now, the smart participant never stops looking for that competitive edge. Now, the will to win is worthless if you do not have the will to prepare. A gentleman named Thane Yost said that. I'm not sure who Thane was, but I like his idea. In fact, I like it so much I'm going to repeat it. The will to win is worthless if you do not have the will to prepare, because preparation is key. And as to have that preparation, you need that preparation to develop the strategy. Because, yes, you have competition, but another thing that you're looking at is, as a coach, you're looking at, okay, how's my team going to win? I need a strategy. And the success of the game of sports or business relies heavily on a well-thought-out plan of action or strategy, one that takes into consideration all the aspects of what will or could happen on the playing field. You know, to gain the insight necessary for a successful game plan, one needs to review past experiences within their sport or industry, so to speak. Now, talk to coaches, consultants, those who've been there to develop the right plan. Plus, be flexible enough to change tactics as action on your playing field, the marketplace, deems necessary. Vince Lombardi, one of the great coaches, not only of athletes, but many of his thoughts are just tremendous related to business, stated, people who work together will win, whether it be against complex football defenses or the problems of modern society. Vince knew what he was talking about. Now, another key element that you need to look at relates to teamwork. No one succeeds by themselves. In some way, all successes are achieved due to the efforts of more than just the winner. This is true no matter the sport or business achievement. Others are there to help you either directly or indirectly. You know, really great people make you feel that you too can become great, so said Mark Twain. But I want to talk about teamwork for a moment. I had a meeting the other day, and which was kind of a sensitive meeting. I am in the process of trying to raise a significant amount of money for a new business venture. And I met with somebody that years and years ago had invested in a project that we had that didn't work out. And part of that reason didn't work out is too much of it was being focused on one person, me, rather than having developed a team. This new venture already has 12 people involved in it, that team being built. And even if you're a one-person business, you can develop a team through the vendors you use, through relationships you establish with customers, even in the sense of the competition. You can constantly be looking for ways that you can get feedback and build that team. And, you know, to get the most out of yourself and others who are key to your success, like the team, requires an effort to motivate. And motivation is a key element. If you're a coach of a sport, you not only, as I said, study the competition, work out the strategy, develop the teamwork, but you have to motivate people. You know, you have to get the most out of people, especially those who are key to your success. It requires an effort that you have to take a variety of approaches, such as, do you ask questions that will enhance your ability to perform? Create a communications conduit where people can reach out to you and you be a great listener, which improves your ability to learn from their feedback. Encouraging others to help you and offering to help them. It's a two-way street. You know, you scratch my back, I scratch your back. Providing leadership or ideas that are beneficial to all participants, because you want to create a win-win environment. You know, it's how you build yourself. how you look at things. There's a wonderful quote by Malcolm Forbes: "The difference between towering and cowering is totally a matter of inner posture. You want to make sure that people have that strong inner posture, because you have motivated, you have stimulated, and in some cases you have educated them. It is very, very important. And then, you know, you have to look at your strengths and weaknesses, as well as looking at your competitors' strengths and weaknesses. So it's very important. Now, strengths can be measured in many ways: physically, financially, spiritually, attitude, performance, and more. But so can weaknesses. One needs to identify both as it relates to the individual in the playing field, in a leadership role, in managing and marketing, in dealing with the customer. Now, when it comes to marketing, it becomes more important than ever before, where in sports, only a few reach a high level of exposure. To the business world, fighting with an increasingly cluttered communications and business environment, it's key to know your strengths and weaknesses. Identifying these two areas are key to your success, as what you do to enhance and improve each of these factors. You know, learning is basically a continuous thing. If you don't learn continuously, then you are not going to be succeeding. As I tell people, I'm the smartest marketing guy in the world. Why? Because I know how dumb I am. I can learn something new all the time. I keep an open mind. I am receptive to other people's ideas. Now, another thing that you want to look at in building a business is training. You know, training is simply learning and has to be a continuous facet of your life. Just as I said, I'm constantly learning. You know, if you plan to remain active in your business or life or sport, the constant effort is to increase one's knowledge, because it will enhance performance. You know, what you do and where you do it will improve. You know, it's a key word, because we're all under pressure. You know, pressure is a word that is often misused in our vocabulary. When you start thinking of pressure, it's because you've started to think of failure. We don't take time to think of failure. We have a positive attitude. There is no advantage ever in being negative. You can regret things that didn't go right, and you learn by those mistakes that you've made, but you don't sit there dwelling on them. You use them as a learning curve, as a stepping stone to moving forward. And then one of the key aspects in running a business, and in particular in being a smart marketer, is execution. So whether, again, it's a quarterback sneak, or promoting and exhibiting at a trade show, or running an ad or PR campaign, how well you implement it will have a major impact on the results. Because, and I go back to Vince Lombardi's phrases, winning isn't everything, but wanting to win is. And you need to have that winning attitude. You know, succeeding in sports is quite similar to winning in the marketplace. Many of the same steps, the processes and procedures need to take place to win. And one of those factors of which is of prime importance is, as I said earlier, attitude. Not only the desire, but the will never to stop trying. All right, we'll take a pause for a moment, and I want to bring your attention to a really fantastic business product that we have as an advertiser on our show, and that is VTech, the letter V, T-E-C-H, four-line business phone system. VTech's new four-line business phone system is the perfect solution for small business owners that need to install a phone system, but one that has the qualities and features that previously had only been available for companies with bigger budgets. The new system is very affordable and easy to install, this four-line phone system. It's probably the easiest on the market. The four-line small business phone system components include the main console with the option of expandable cordless desk sets, cordless accessory handsets, cordless headsets, and speaker phones, allowing the system to grow alongside a business for up to 10 extensions. Expanding the system is a complete breeze. You don't need to add an extra desk set? Not a problem. With the touch of a button, a small business owner with a minimum IT experience, and that's me, can wirelessly register up to 9 expendable components. And because they register wirelessly, the expendable components can be located anywhere there is a power source, since only the console requires a phone line. This gives a small business owner, you, the small business owner, the freedom to move around. No need to plan your workstations around phone lines or Ethernet drops. In addition to ease of use, and it is easy to use, and it has a simple installation, the four-line small business phone system by VTech also comes equipped with a number of advanced features, such as an auto attendant for each line, a digital answering machine with mailboxes for every extension, full duplex speaker phones, music on hold, power failure operation, and six-way conferencing. You really need to look at this VTech four-line small business phone system. And how do you do that? Well, you can go to Office Depot, Office Max, Staples, as well as online. Take this down. www.vtechphones.com. www.vtechphones.com. It is a smart move for a smart businessman who is also a smart marketer. And we will now go on to the next aspect of the show. But again, I want to remind you about our LinkedIn groups and our email address, marketingsmartly@aol.com. We want to hear from you all the time. We want to be able to communicate with you and in ways that we help you and you help others in business. All right. I want to talk about thoughts for a leader. Whether you're a one-man business or you have 50 employees, the key to it is leadership is action. It's not a position. And the key to what we were just talking about, motivation, is a true leader knows that in order to move forward, all the members of your team need to feel they count. I'm absolutely blown away by the lack of courtesy today, the lack of treatment of employees and any treatment of customers. But in particular, employees, they have to feel that they are part of the team and that their effort is not only recognized, but you appreciate it. Research has shown praise given sincerely is far more successful motivator of people than cash or material rewards. A combination of both can be a home run. You know, we are all imbued with a love of praise. We talked earlier about attitude, and there's a wonderful quote by Winston Churchill, which I think is a reflection on a positive attitude. An optimist sees opportunity in every calamity. A pessimist sees calamity in every opportunity. As a leader, whether, again, you're one-person business or have multiple employees, but even as a leader in business, a leader in your community, a leader in life, you have to have a positive outlook, focusing on what can be achieved rather than focusing on why something can't be accomplished. So many people are negative, and there's nothing to be accomplished positively by negative. So it's up to you as a leader to instill that same spirit in those that you lead. Now, when one expresses a negative or pessimistic approach to things, ask this question. Name one benefit that you get from a pessimistic viewpoint. Ask that question and see what kind of response you get. You're not going to get any, because there isn't any. You'll only get inaction, indecision, and guaranteed failure when you are a negative mentality. Although optimism must also be tempered with reasoning, it will always lead to greater achievements and more fulfilling life for you. You know, you have to, you know, build the team. You have to communicate. There's a wonderful, wonderful quote, and I've used it many, many times in the show, by Phil Condon, the former chairman and CEO of Boeing. None of us are as smart as all of us. And that's one of the skills as a leader you have to work on is communication. Some so-called leaders have a kill-the-messenger attitude to anyone who might bring them bad news or make them aware of a problem on the horizon or already beginning to affect the business. Such a leader is simply stupid, as a smart leader will set up a two-way communication conduit that invites others to give you input and feedback. It not only builds teamwork, it makes you act as well as look smarter than you probably are. Such a system combined with a reward, not retribution, outlook will provide a much smoother road to success for everyone. And everyone is you, your employees, your customers, your community, everyone. When you have a positive attitude, you can't beat it. All right, another thing that you look at is, you know, goal setting. You know, Henry David Thoreau once said, "In the long run, men hit only what they aim at. Therefore, though they shall fail immediately, they had better aim at something high." You have to have ambition. You have to, you know, setting goals is not easy, but it has to be done. It's best accomplished by having the right attitude, input from your team, your customers, your vendors, and even your competition, when you can often get by having established good relationships with members of the trade press and associations. They're wonderful for giving you input and feedback because they appreciate the fact you appreciate them. So goals should require you and your team to have to stretch your talents and think, thinking to see what the possibilities might be if you're willing to think outside the box. I offer something, again, I've used before in this radio show. It's what I call my or Wolf's rule of business opportunity. Think about this. Every business in every industry tends to operate the same as everyone else in their field until someone takes a magnifying glass and closely examines the common denominators and sameness factors. And when they do that, they will always find an untapped or overlooked opportunity. All right, so the key is, before you can score, you must have a goal. All right, let's talk about another point. As a leader, you have to be customer-focused. All right, you know, in order to get people to sit up and take notice of you, you have to sit up and take notice of what makes people sit up and take notice. What is a customer or prospect most interested in? Themselves. Understanding this is the basis of the most important factor that I know of in marketing, the most important factor in communication, whether it's in advertising or in person-to-person. It's called the WIFM factor, W-I-I-F-M, which impacts heavily on purchasing decisions because it answers the question, what's in it for me? A simple question, but how it is answered can dramatically affect your bottom line. Too often it's ignored or overlooked in a corporate environment that focuses on features of their products or services rather than the benefits. People don't buy features, they buy benefits. viewing your business from the customer's perspective will always give you a competitive edge in the marketplace. You know, because the name of the game is if you give them something worth paying for, they'll pay. They'll buy. You know, you have to be original in your thinking. And I know we all run around in what I call a reactive mode rather than a proactive. But, you know, it's easy to come up with new ideas. The hard part is letting go of what worked for you 2 years ago but will soon be out of date. In trying to rise above your competition and outthink them rather than outspend them, it's best to remember that most are mimic marketers who duplicate, replicate, and imitate rather than originate in their marketing efforts. Sometimes the original idea is based on common sense, which is increasingly uncommon. Yeah, I know, I'm a cynic, but it's true. If you follow some of the ideas expressed in this discussion and what we have in our blog and we have in our LinkedIn groups, you'll be far better positioned to be different in ways that will impact your profits positively. You know, the rewards in business go to the man or woman who does something with an idea. All right, then there's risk in business. Playing it safe is the riskiest choice we can ever make. There's always been a correlation between the size of the risk one takes and the size of the reward they gain if they've done their homework. I asked in a group I belong to on LinkedIn, why is it so many executives can't think outside the box? The most succinct answer out of about 170 answers was fear. So the truth is that anyone can think innovatively, but few choose to do so because they're not risk takers. They prefer to play it safe, which is why they lose out in the long run. Just remember, don't be afraid to take a big step if one is indicated, because you can't cross a chasm in two small jumps. It just ain't going to happen. You want results. You want improved results. And the quality of the results a true leader delivers is based on how well they motivate their team. So it is important for you to do that. And one of the things it can do to motivate your team, let me make you aware of it, is the fact you can call on me to give speeches, workshops, and webinars to have what I call interactive dialogue sessions with your employees or your customers on behalf of you. Now, there are many, many things that we can do innovatively to help you. And if you'd like to discuss that, again, reach out with our email at marketingsmartly@aol.com. Go up to our website, smartmarketinggroup.com. Look at some of the things that we offer there. You might want to look under our advisory services. We have a wonderful program called the Time Block Program, where you can actually purchase box of time, an hour, 2 hours, whatever you want, good for a year, in which I can be of service to you strategically, creatively, coaching-wise, and it's a very effective way to work. All right, we're coming to the end of the show. I want to thank you all for participating. Again, I encourage you to go to our LinkedIn group, Smart Marketing for Small Business, Creative Thinkers Forum, Celebrities for Marketing, and Fearless Marketers. But we want to hear from you, so let's get into the discussions. Leave us thoughts. Reach out to us, because we're here for one reason and one reason only, and that is to help you succeed. That is the whole key, to help you succeed. So God bless you, and we will talk hopefully next week, and I look forward to hearing from you. And let me leave you with a thought from Calvin Coolidge. Nothing in this world can take the place of this thing. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than the unsuccessful men with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not, but persistence and determination will. You take care. God bless.